Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. There'll be a rally for stronger gun safety laws organized by Maine Moms Demand Action and Students Demand Action tomorrow at the State House in Augusta. After the rally, they plan to meet with lawmakers and advocate for the passage of life-saving gun safety legislation. Speakers at the rally will include survivors and representatives from Moms Demand Action, the Community Integration Center in Lewiston, Everytown Survivor Network, High School Students Demand Action, and the University of New England Students Demand Action Group. Organizers say, quote, "This legislative session, lawmakers and Governor Mills have introduced several measures to prevent gun violence and improve support for mental health resources in the state. Moms Demand Action and Students Demand Action volunteers will be advocating in support of the governor's bill, a true extreme risk law, background checks on all gun sales, a required 72-hour waiting period for firearms purchases, a prohibition on devices that enable semi-automatic firearms to function like machine guns, including auto, sears, and bump stocks, and the creation of an Office of Violence Prevention." They continue, "Maine currently ranks 25th in the country for strength of its gun laws, behind many of its New England neighbors. Research demonstrates that in states where elected officials have taken action to pass gun safety laws, fewer people die by gun violence, leaving Mainers vulnerable without protection from some of the most fundamental gun violence prevention laws," end quote. The rally starts at 9:30 tomorrow morning in the Welcome Center at the State House in Augusta. More information can be found at momsdemandaction.org, studentsdemandaction.org, and everytown.org. Thursday evening, the Friends of Sears Island, the Belfast Free Library, and the Maine Coast Heritage Trust invite the public to a presentation about the wildlife activity in this part of the Mid-Coast in March. There'll also be a Zoom-in option for anyone who would like to attend that way. It's taking place Thursday, March 14th, from 6:30 to 7:30 in the Abbott Room at the Belfast Free Library. More information and the Zoom link can be found at friendsofsearsisland.org. And just a reminder that the Penobscot Estuary Mercury Remediation Talk that I mentioned yesterday will be taking place tonight in Bucksport. It's sponsored by the Great Pond Mountain Conservation Trust. And Lori Gorton of the Greenfield Penobscot Estuary Remediation Trust will be the speaker. If you recall, we talked with her last fall here on Around Town to get an update. They are the group that has been appointed to oversee the remediation plans. And Lori will be talking about the background, litigation, and court-ordered studies that led to the $187 million settlement that Mallinckrodt, the company that formerly owned the Holder Chem facility site, the Maine People's Alliance, and the Natural Resources Defense Council agreed to. She'll explain their responsibilities and the work that's specified in the court-approved consent decree to accelerate the Penobscot's recovery. That'll be taking place this evening at McLeod's Restaurant in Bucksport. It's free and open to the public. Doors open at 6 and the presentation starts at 6:30. More information is at greatpondtrust.org. One day last week, I believe it was, I mentioned that there was a possible murder mystery unfolding in Orland 100 years ago that day. Well, 100 years ago this day, in the newspapers in Maine, they carried a story about the partial solving of that mystery. It had been thought that a murder had taken place because Emmons Gray, a resident of Orland, had disappeared and his wife had sold his property and left town with her brother, who had a pretty extensive criminal background. Her brother was also Emmons Gray's business partner in a logging operation. In Orland, the river was among the places that they searched for Emmons Gray's body. On March 12, 1924, Maine newspapers reported that he had been found alive working on a farm near Augusta. His wife and her brother had concocted a plan to get him out of town while they sold his belongings, collected $1,000, and then packed up and left town. Police pursuing them learned that the siblings were posing as a couple and apparently headed to Pasadena. I'll follow up on this if there's more news in upcoming editions of the newspapers from 100 years ago. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening and have a great day.